Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, it's Taree, and welcome to the show tonight. I know the Grammys are on, so I'm not going to keep everybody very long. Di ran into a problem and Sue are a little bit of hiccup, so I'm going to be doing the show by myself. So I hope you guys listen in or tune in later, download it later, or whatever. And we were going to do something a little different. Because she's not with me tonight, we'll save that for another time. So, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about, it's Valentine's this week or on Saturday, so I know everybody wants a Valentine's Day, right? And we really, really think about it and dream about it. And you know, a lot of my, I get a lot of clients that call me this time of year. I work with people once a week, once a month, you know, it doesn't really matter. But they're calling me saying, you know what, I've got issues. I don't have a boyfriend or I don't have a girlfriend or my husband, my wife, my mate, soulmate or whatever. So I said, you know what, I'm going to change the show around and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you who's out there to, you know, what angels that you have that you can call on to help you with your relationships or your Valentine's, get a Valentine date, all right? So first of all, if you're starting out and you go, I'd like to have a date, but I haven't met anyone, that's a challenge, right? So who's out there to help you? Believe it or not, you guys, I will tell you this. Raphael is a guardian of soulmate relationships. He's also the Archangel of Healing. So, you know, what you do is say, hey, Archangel Raphael, I always light a white candle for all the angels because you can't go wrong with white, right? Even after Labor Day. I'm just teasing. But you ask Archangel Raphael, you say, I'd like to get a date. And I know there's a soulmate out there for with me somewhere. And I would just like to meet a woman, hey guys, or, you know, whatever, and a man, women, that I can get to know and spend some time with. Because I think Valentine's is such a neat time, a magical time. When I was younger, my grandmother and I used to light a candle for her because she liked to date, and my grandfather died many years before, and for me because I always had a crush on a guy. So we would always ask Archangel Raphael to come and help us with our soulmate relationships and bringing us her boyfriend for me and her a date for Valentine's. So it's as I said, it's a magical time. And so instead of being depressed about it, one of the things you can do is just shift your energy and say, you know what, I'm going to look for or let a great love come to me, or just maybe not a great love, but a great friendship, right? You know what I mean? So because sometimes the great friendship prepares you for the great love. And maybe the man or woman that's coming, you know, for Valentine's may not be the one, but it will be the one for now to help you prepare yourself to meet a great guy or girl. Okay, so Archangel Raphael, he prepares soulmate relationships. He's the guardian of them. And just all you have to do is say, hey, you're the guardian of soulmate relationships. Thank you for helping me. I think it's always important to have an attitude of gratitude. Sue Wilcox, she was talking about that and posted it on the Lavender Doors timeline and Angel Coaches. So we're real fortunate to have her work with us on Angel Coaches as well, her and her whole group of people. We appreciate you guys coming and joining us. So anyway, but she was talking about the attitude of gratitude. And that's so important. And so you could ask Archangel Raphael for that. There's also Archangel Shamuel, who I love. You know, a lot of people work with him. And I have a friend of mine who is also a client. And Diane actually worked with him too as well. She would meditate and be consistent with her meditation. And this other client, Debbie, was as well, very consistent with their meditations. And they really, every day, same time every day, and do the same thing with Raphael. They spend a few minutes meditating and asking Shamuel to come in and bring their relationship to them. And also, this was real key, they asked if there was anything that they needed to work on within themselves. I think that's important. And Di started dreaming about her guy 6 months before she met him. Same thing with Debbie. She started dreaming about him a few months before she met him as well. And now they're both living with the man of their dreams. And I asked Di today, I said, is it work? Because I was, you know, I know it's a lot of work to have a great relationship. And she said, yeah, it's work, but it is worth it. So, anyway, they both worked with Archangel Shemuel. Once again, Shemuel is the angel that, I can't think right now, is the one that strengthens soulmate relationships and also brings that soulmate to you. Okay, and real quickly, I want to share this with you. Sometimes, you know, it's about having a great friend. Okay, doesn't mean you can't be attracted to that friend. You can't have intimate conversation or intimate times with that person. But maybe that friend or that relationship for now is to prepare you for the great one that you're looking to create in your life. Okay, so remember that. I think people get so stuck that it has to be the one, and sometimes it is just to prepare you for the one, and that's okay too. So if you go to angelcoaches.facebook.com/angelcoaches, Sue really posted this on the timeline there, and I'm so appreciative of it, but Archangel Jophiel. Jophiel is one that brings you positive energy, positive thoughts, and gratitude. And she had a dream. She had, her first dream or first angelic experience where, she's seen Michael, but this was one that came and really talked to her in a dream and said, and gave her information to help her friend with the new relationship she was in. So the angels are always watching us. Isn't that cool? And if they can't get through to us, maybe they'll come through a friend, or something like that. But Archangel Jophiel came to her and told her information about her friend and her new relationship. So positive energy, gratitude, positive thoughts, Jophiel is wonderful for. And so just remember that too as well. So, you have three romance angels usually that travel in threes, and they look very cherub-like and like tiny child children, but they are not. They're actually angels that look small. But you can ask your romance angels to help you, and Dorian Virtue does a great meditation with the romance angels too as well, because they help you bring your relationship to you and also help anything that may be holding you back from accepting a relationship. I think that's the hardest thing because it can be the most challenging things because we want the great relationship, but sometimes there's things that we have to look at in our own life before you can have that relationship, or while we're in that relationship, looking at our own life to heal certain things so we can enjoy it more and they can enjoy us more. You know what I mean? And because sometimes we're just so much baggage, right? And I think we all have bring something to the relationship. What do you guys think, right? But we don't want to bring the big train load. Most of us have a little bit of a baggage. Louis Vuitton is what I always joke about. So how many of you guys want to bring a bunch of baggage with you? You don't. And you don't really want to accept that either as well. And you have a choice. So if you heal your stuff and ask for help with that, then you're going to attract somebody that doesn't have a lot of baggage, okay? So just a little note there. I know you're like, Tarita, that just does not sound fun. And I get you, but so make sure you're asking for what you need to work on as well, because that's important. You know what I mean? So, and I know you guys probably are thinking, I've got stories, and this happened, and all this, but you don't want to bring that to the relationship. You want a clean slate. You want to bring your guy, your girl, a clean slate, and he wants to bring you a clean slate as well. So if you bring that, that's what you can attract in return. Okay, so that's a couple things there. And then you can also ask for your own guardian angels. And you guys, we have so many. Did you know that? How many guardian angels do you feel like you need, right? And you think about that. You go, well, three, I need a lot. Well, that's okay. You can have a million if you want to help you. But really what you just need to do is just say, hey, I want my guardian angels, God. I always think God is the best one to ask because that part of us is connected to God, the higher part of us, and the angels are like the arms of God. So, you can't win, you can't lose here. And so you say, God, or whoever you believe in, Buddha, but I'm going to use God in this situation. Please help me attract a date for Valentine's or a relationship. And remember, Valentine's is such a magical time. It has so much good energy associated with it. Even if you're not feeling it, you can really ask that. You can tap into that energy, right? But put yourself in a place emotionally and mentally where you can feel that great energy. If you get out of bed on Saturday or Friday or Saturday morning saying, I don't have a date, what am I going to do? I never have a date. that's not going to really get you anywhere to get a date. Got to tell you. Because what you think about, you create. You guys know this. You guys have shared it with me on shows and calls and whatnot. So just remember that too as well. I'm going to share this, a couple tools that I think are really wonderful to use. I like fragrance and, you know, it, that really attract love. Lotus, jasmine, cinnamon is a great, great attractor for love. And so you can get the incense with that. And, you know, rose quartz, I think, is for attracting love. You can put that under your pillow and, you know, fragrance your pillow, with, you know, pillow or whatever with what you, you know, like a fragrance, jasmine or something like that. And, you know, I have a friend of mine that that's what she does. So you can get those oils, those fragrance oils that they, you know, and put a couple drops on your pillow or underneath your pillow or whatever you want to do. But there's a lot of tools that you can use. So crystals are one way, you know, something that you can use. Incense is another. I have a friend of mine that makes bracelets, infuses them with her prayers and her thoughts. She's amazing. And they really work, I think, you know, and we'll have her on the show not too long about the crystals and bracelets that she picks for people that, that would attract love and prosperity in every area of their life. So just remember that about crystals. Meditation is also, I think, is the biggest key for all of us. And so if you want to, you know, talk to Archangel Raphael, remember, a guardian of soulmates, Shemuel strengthens and help you find your soulmate and your date for Valentine's Valentine's Day. And Jeffiel, great thoughts, great energy and gratitude. Go and read Sue's post about that on at the Lavender Door. We've got it on Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches. So there's a lot of things that you can work with. So it depends on what you, you know, what you're looking for. If you want a date, just say, hey, I'd like to meet somebody nice that I can go have dinner or lunch or whatever with. Or I'd like to meet someone nice that I could ask out if you're a guy. And I'm not saying it has to be a guy, but most of the time women like to be pursued, right? And so set yourself up for that. And I know that I got a text from someone today and an email too. They sent me both. They want to ask someone out, you know, and just ask them to give you courage and strength to do that. He goes, do you think she'll like me? I go, I think she already does, you know. So sometimes we get a little nervous and we just get a little scared. And just ask your angels to help you with that, you know what I mean? And they will. And then, you know, say your prayer. Always thank them. Light a white candle for each of them, or blue. If, you know, I think green works well with Raphael. White works well with Raphael. Jophiel. If you're not sure what candle you like to use with them, just think about it, and you'll have a sense of what color works for them for you, with you. Your romance angels, I know they like pink, but if white works for you, that's okay too. And your guardian angel, that's a special relationship between you two, and you can ask. And God is sweeter than that, right? And then you can also ask a higher part of yourself to help you. And so find your great relationship for Valentine's, or a date for Valentine's, or to enjoy yourself on Valentine's. So, you know, whatever you're looking to create, it's right there for you. All you have to do is just ask, and, you know, and it'll be given to you. I will share this with you. I have a friend of mine that started dating someone. I hope you guys can hear me. Gosh, she started dating him on Valentine's last year, and they're getting married now. So how cool is that? Get married on Valentine's Day. And this year, so she's out of state, and I'm super excited for her. So wouldn't it be great to get married, you know, next Valentine's? Now, does anyone have a question about their angels, or want to ask a question about your angels? Anybody? You want a little bit of a reading? Yes, you do. Okay, hold on 1 second, and I'm going to get one on your phone if you do. Okay, good. I see you. Hold on 1 second. Okay, let's see what else I was going to tell you. Ah, hold on, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm having problems with the studio here. So if you want to ask a question, get one, and I'll give you an angel message. Okay, so let me know about this.
Hold on one second. Okay.
Okay, what's your message? What's your question, Lourdes? Lourdes?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question? I got a message for you. How about that? Okay?
Okay.
So, hold on. You want to know when... what's that? You want to know about your... Here's the deal. You got a lot of prosperity coming. That's what I'm getting. The other thing that I'm getting, too, is taking care of your body. You know what I'm talking about, that your health, your physical body is important for you.
Yes.
The man that's come... Okay, you get that. The man that's coming for you, highly educated. I don't think you've... Have you met a guy recently? Have you met somebody?
No, I have not. No.
Okay. You want to know when you're going to meet him, right? So,
yeah.
Okay. What I'm seeing is is it okay if I'm just say it direct? After you feel successful in your own body, taking care of your body, getting in shape, whatever that means to you, for me, and I'm going to say it like this, if the first 5 pounds, the first 10 pounds that you lose, the guy's going to come. Not because he likes you leaner, but because you're going to feel better about yourself.
Okay.
Okay? So, does that make sense?
Absolutely. A lot of sense.
Okay, good. So, you're beautiful, you know, and you can dance like crazy. So, but when you, I don't know why I'm seeing you guys dance, but you're going to be dancing, so... and then light the candles for those angels that I told you about will help you. Okay, so.
Okay.
All right, so any other questions that you have? Money,
no,
are you worried about money?
Huh?
Are you worried about money?
Yeah.
Okay. There's money, okay, one of the things that I'm seeing with you, it's so funny because they're asking me this, is that you've got to do your spiritual work, and you know what that is. And
yes.
You know, okay, because that's going to bring you money. You're also, I know that you have your college, what you do at school.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure, you should really think about, I can help you with that. But it doesn't mean that you change from one to the other. It just means that you add two and make money on the side. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? Because I don't.
Yeah.
You're worried. You're not going to lose anything. You're going to keep your position. Okay, that's what it is. But you need to make money on the side. Okay.
Yes. On the Yeah.
Okay. And
thank
how do
you,
you do that? Well, you don't get another job. You start doing your spiritual work. Because you're magical. I know what you can do, Miss Lourdes.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
All right. I know.
Okay.
All right, my love. Take care. Have a good day, okay? Yes. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you
right.
too. I love you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Anybody else have a question or want to ask Angel a question? All right, I'm going to let you guys go. If you don't, hold on. I'm being asked to do this. An Angel message for people on the show that are listening and on the web. Okay, you guys. Because I've seen angels since I was three. Some of you guys are brand new coming in, I think, because it feels like I've got brand new people. But anyway, we've got a lot of callers. So, let's see. I'm going to do that right now, give you an angel message for everybody. Okay, you guys listening in tonight has a real gift for, or a super intuitive, and you guys know who you are. All right? You know what I mean? And you've had to struggle, I'm sure, when we were kids, I know we all did, right? Because we were always a little different. And so here's the deal. You were chosen, or you chose to come back here at this particular moment in time and as a soul. So you've got some special gifts where your angels are saying, hey, we're helping you with prosperity. We're helping you with love. All you have to do is be open. So thank, you know, the angels I told you about, thank them for helping you, and also thank them for helping you be open. Because some of you guys are looking not only for love, but for money, like Lourdes, and that's okay, and that's great. But those same angels I gave you will help you. bring prosperity in every area of your life, okay? So just remember, if you're asking for love, also ask for bank account prosperity, house prosperity, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Because they want to help you. Some of you guys have got some heaviness in, you know, that you're looking to, you know, in your, you're stressed about money, okay? You're stressed about maybe an old love, or maybe a new love, or maybe will you ever meet the right love? What I'm saying to you is that you don't have to live with that scarcity. Just ask your angels, ask your God, however you see God, and ask your higher self to help you, and they will, okay? See what else I can tell you. I'm trying to get it, trying to get as much information. So, and they'll send you signs, all right? So sometimes ask for a feather, ask for a song, whatever if you feel comfortable with, and the angels will send you a sign that they hear your prayers. I have a friend of mine that asked for a certain song, and she'll turn it on and she'll hear it, you know, during the day on the radio, you know, when she knows that her angels, her prayers, they've heard her prayers, they'll give her a sign back that they have. Some people, I have a friend, a couple of people like to get feathers as a sign. So whatever you ask for a sign, they're going to give it to you, okay? And I hope that helps you guys. Thank you for listening in. I thought it was going to be a lot different tonight with Di. We were going to do something a little bit more fun, but we will do that again. And you guys have been wonderful, and I appreciate your patience. And have a great Valentine's. And our next show is Tuesday night at 8:30. We've got a special speaker on, so you don't want to miss it. And that's all about manifesting and making things happen. Okay, so anyway, namaste, everybody, which means the divine in me recognizes the divine in you.